Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodimo k vam každu nedjelju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, opio četvrtoj godine u Pittsburghu, opio desetoj godine u Prijašovi. Ja jem Din Poloka, a dneska je nedjelja, 22. Maja, 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russian FM, your Russian radio station, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, May 22nd, 2022. We're going to start off today's broadcast first with a selection from Zakarpattia, a Kruceni, which is basically a Charadash, and after that we have the Slaviani Folk Ensemble with Rusnak Charadash number 15. Middle to end of May, beginning of June, usually is the time where the different junior tambourists and style groups here in the Pittsburgh area have their annual concerts. And although Slaviani is still reorganizing from COVID and the two-year hiatus, wanted to at least play something from Slaviani. It's from one of our concerts, can't remember when, but it was written by our good friend, Jerry Jumba, and the choreography by my late father, Jack Poloka. This is After Kruceni, Rusnak Charadash number 15. Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpathia Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. I was surprised that nobody donated to any of the special Easter broadcasts that we had back in April. And I just want to plea that if you like this radio broadcast and would like it to continue, we need your support. If you would like to make a donation, get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com.
Пішла я горі руном, де мій милий оре з плугом, де мій милий оре з плугом. Несла я мої стипити, несла я мої стипити, що він буде говорити, що він буде говорити. І напився, коло плуга положився, коло плуга положився. А чом, милий, чом не ореш? А чом, милий, чом не ореш? Що мі даш, то не говориш, що мі даш, то не говориш. Що милий, чом не ореш, що мі даш, то не говориш, що мі даш, то не говориш.
А я сиджу, та й думаю, а я сиджу, та й думаю, ще не шумну, ще думаю, ще не шумну, ще думаю. А я сиджу, та й думаю, ще не шумну, ще думаю, ще не шумну, ще думаю.
А чом я ті, чом не шумна? Шумна, кив'я твоя жена люба, кив'я твоя жена люба. Було свічку запалити, було свічку запалити, на мене ся посмотрити, на мене ся посмотрити. Було свічку запалити, на мене ся посмотрити, на мене.
On today's Historic Focus, we're going to talk about one of the Russian Robin Hoods who was executed on May 24th, 1654. Andriy Saukha was born on December 13th, 1619 in the village of Stebnik, then the Hungarian Kingdom, present-day Slovakia, not far from Borodino. He was a zbojnik, or oprishnik, which is a robber bandit, in the Lemko and Prešov regions. He was the son of a church cantor, and he had a little bit of education. In 1638, he became angered at the local landlord, burned his manorial estate, then fled to the mountains where he joined for a while with the band of robber bandits led by Vasil Bayus. Together with Bayus, Saukha participated in attacks against the Mushina state that encompassed the Lemko region villages of Vapiene and Blechnarka, north of the Carpathians, in Polish-ruled Galicia. He then headed his own band, which in 1649 joined with Vasil Chepets's band in a series of successful attacks against several states in southern Galicia. The objects that they looted were distributed in Robin Hood-like fashion, among the poor Lemko peasants. In 1651, Saukha led a detachment of 500 men in the massive peasant revolt orchestrated by the Polish army officer Aleksander Kosta Napierski and centered in the Podhale region near the Tatra Mountains. Following the defeat of the revolt by forces led by the Polish nobility, Sawka crossed into Hungary to continue his raids against landlords in his native Brescia region. In 1657, his band was surrounded by troops from Spiesz Castle, and although Sawka seems to have escaped, some sources indicate he was later captured and hanged in Muszyna on May 24, 1661. Sawka has been immortalized in Lemko folklore as a fighter for justice on behalf of Rusyn peasants against their oppressive Polish and Hungarian landlords.
Thank you.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428.
Dałabym ty Birko, mam choszczochowy ty, ale ja Tjale mam barz jak kulowy ty!
Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinju America, Voice of Rusins in America, the Carpatho Rusin Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern here on Rusin FM for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to any of our archives day or night, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or you can visit our parent site, the Carpatho Rusin Society, at c-rs.org, c-rs.org, where you can become a member. You can visit our store. You can get involved with the Carpatho Rusin Society by donating to them, becoming a member, renewing your membership, or volunteering. You can also donate to this program online. And as I said, the sales they have both online and offline mail order catalogs. So that is the Carpatho Rusin Society's main page at c-rs.org. Also, listen to Rusin FM any time of the day or night on your computer, your smartphone, or even your laptop. Go to rusin.fm, rusin.fm, or download the app on your Android or your iPhone. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesia krasny tyżden. Z Bohom.
Rusinju Amerika.